and everybody was massacred. Our family was saved, but it is a very long story how we were saved. My father was imprisoned, and they were going to send him to Deir Zor. Suddenly, a policeman came to our home and said that there was an order by the Sultan of Turkey to send him the manufactured goods that my father manufactured with the Angora wool. He was the merchant manufacturer of that. And when they learned that my father was in the prison, my mother accompanied them. They went to the prison, and my father said, bring me some paper and a pen, and I will write a petition to the governor. He was very fluent in Turkish language, and he wrote beautifully. So he wrote a Turkish petition, according to my mother, who related it to us, and sent it to the governor with my mother. My mother actually took it to the governor. And when governor learned that my father was in prison, that the Sultan had ordered a special manufactured good that my father made, it was called mohair or sof, which was exported to Europe, to Venice, to Holland, to many countries in the 16th century. This particular fabric, the Sultan and his royal entourage wore in the palace. It was made with a very beautiful silken Angora wool and selected especially for the Sultan. But my father wrote in his petition he could not manufacture that because he was in prison and they were going to send him to exile. If Sultan saw it fit to give liberty, freedom to my father would see to it that he would manufacture the goods with the help of some Armenians, but mostly he would recruit Turkish peasants and teach them how to make it so that the Sultan would get his orders. And when that letter was sent to Istanbul, the Sultan immediately gave order to be released, my father to be released from the prison. And the police commissioner came and released my father and my uncle, who was the attorney, together. And they were the only two Armenians who were released without becoming Turks, Mohammedans. And soon after, my father started manufacturing the goods. And because the Turks did not know how to make it, he requested the police commissioner and the internal commissioner for internal affairs to give him permission to bring some of the peasants who were exiled on the road. And so that he helped the release of 200 Armenian artisans, and they were brought to Ankara, and they all started making this sof immediately, and within a month it was ready, and they sent it to the Sultan, who was very pleased with it. And then the internal minister of interior, his name also was Kemal Pasha, wrote to my father requesting that he find an Armenian woman to send to Constantinople so that she would teach the Turkish women how to make embroidery, how to make laces and other work of art. So my father told this commissioner that he didn't know anybody. They were all exiled and massacred. There was only one person he knew who was exposed expert in these things, but that she could not go because she happened to be his wife. And she could not go furthermore because she had a young daughter who needed her attention. So this information was related to the Kemal Pasha in Istanbul, the interior commissioner, minister of interior affairs. And he happened to be related to the Mustafa Kemal of the Atatürk. And within a few weeks, they sent a telegram that my mother was to be sent to Istanbul as a teacher of Armenian laces and embroidery for the Turkish women, and that she could also bring the little girl, which happened to be myself, with her to Istanbul. And so that was arranged for us to move. Meanwhile, the whole city of Ankara burned for 3 days and three nights.
When was this?
By the Turks set it to fire.
This is in
1916. The whole city, in the later part of 1916, in October, the whole city burned 3 days and three nights. We were without home, without furniture. We were in the fields for 3 days. And finally, in a Turkish quarter, we've rented a three-room apartment, and we were moved there. And so were my uncle's family. It was very hard for those Armenian families who were the soldiers' families or who were invalids, who were blind, who couldn't move, who were sick. All were left without any home. But finally they were placed in various homes in the area of the Turkish quarter, because the Armenian quarter, the churches, everything was burned. Nine churches, Armenian churches, were burned. 16 schools were burned. And all the homes, they set it to fire so that if any Armenians were alive after 1915 massacres, if they should come back, they shouldn't demand their homes. And so our properties were confiscated, burnt. We had three homes, everything was burnt. And my father's estates, the vineyards and the storage, he had storage barns for exporting wheat. He exported wheat and honey and butter to Russia. And from Russia, he got sugar and tea in wagons. But these trains were all confiscated. And when they confiscated, my father couldn't do anything. That was in 1916. And then he had some barns, and he had some storage where there were stored tons and tons of wheat. That also was confiscated by the Turks. And his sheep and cattle, he had also farms. They were confiscated. Similarly, my uncle had a large farm. His sons were massacred, and his oldest son was in the Turkish service as a lieutenant, and while on duty with a Turkish uniform on his back, they knifed him. They put several knives through him on the horseback while he was on duty, and they killed him. He had master's degree from Glasgow University, had also attended Edinburgh University, Department of Agriculture. He had come to Turkey and he had volunteered to give his service in the Turkish army, and he was supervisor on the agricultural farms and improving their agricultural system. While on duty, they killed him.
What was his name?
His name was John Balabanya, Hovhannes Balabanya. And he was such a handsome, wonderful fellow. He was also educated at Marsupon College.